Blog Talk Radio.
Good wonderful morning, good morning, and good morning. It's September 19th, 2013, 7:30. I love mornings. This is Watch Your Roost. It's here, there, and everywhere. In Estacada, Oregon, Thursdays means that the garbage man comes and takes the garbage out. And boy, he showed up this morning. Took out all the garbage. Threw away all the problems of the world and all the issues of the world and the nonsense of the world. Got into the Word of God that frees people, tells people not to listen to fools. The Word of God that parts the truth from the lies, even if you have to stand alone. So there you go. Truth from lies. Isn't this what we're told while we were slaves? Would it be better to be slaves to Egyptians and be in bondage than dead in the wilderness? But Moses told the people, don't be afraid, just stand. Stand where you are, right there, and watch and see the wonderful ways that the Lord will rescue you today if you stand firm, even if you have to stand alone. And his word said, these Egyptians that are holding you in bondage, you're never going to see them again. They're going to be taken away. For in Exodus 14:14, it says, the Lord will fight for you, and you won't even need to lift a finger. No finger. So, stop worrying. Stop grumbling. Stop allowing all the cares of the world and move forward and march forward. Quit praying and get those people moving forward and march. Use your rod, hold it out over the water and over the sea, and it will open a path up for the people of Israel. And they will walk through dry ground. And they will be able to part the truth from a lie. He will defeat Pharaoh and all of his chariots and armies and horsemen. So let all of Egypt know, I'm Jehovah God. I am the only God. I am the one. And then the angel of God who was leading the people of Israel moved the cloud around behind them, and it stood between the people of Israel and the Egyptians. And that night, as it changed to a pillar of fire, it gave darkness to the Egyptians but light to the people of Israel. So the Egyptians couldn't find the Israelis. Meanwhile, Moses stretched his rod over the sea. The Lord opened up a path through the sea, and water parted, and there were walls of water on each side. And the people of Israel walked through the sea on dry land. The coming out, the standing firm, the parting of the truth from lies. Even if you have to stand alone. I was told this morning to say this. Put the tray tables up. Take note of where the emergency exits are. and where the oxygen lies for when the tribulation comes. If you do not have the air, you will not be able to rescue yourself or anyone else. Because if you forgot where they told you where the air was, without the air, you won't be able to breathe. So there you go with that, baby. That's all I got for you. Hope that's enough. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians. And I'm going to be reading out of chapter 16. Keep your eyes open for spiritual danger. Stand true to the Lord and act like men. Be strong. Be mature. Know where the air is. And whatever you do, do it with kindness and love. Do you remember Stephanas and his family? They were the first to become Christians, and they served Christians everywhere. We felt powerless. We felt that we were doomed to die because we had hardships and trials. And we were tried by others who were troubled and needed our sympathy and encouragement. Sometimes we can pass on to them the same help and comfort that God has given us. But only if they've undergone the sufferings of Christ. We're in deep trouble for bringing you God's comfort and salvation. And you too must show that you have had a personal experience, or you can't comfort. Or show the same comfort and the same sufferings that he's given you the strength to endure so that you should show others and how they would be comforted. We felt we were doomed to die and saw how powerless we were to help ourselves, but that was good, for we put everything into the hands of God, who alone can save us. For he can even rise from the dead. Yes. Don't get involved with worldly problems, the things that leave us tempest-tossed, unable to discern the truth from a lie. In this very disconcerting world, stand still and listen and be separate from it, acting only in a mature way. Acting only in a mature way. And now Timothy has just returned and brings the welcomed news that your faith and love are strong as ever, and that you remember our visit with joy and want to see us just as much as we want to see you. And we are greatly comforted, dear brothers, in all of our own crushing troubles and suffering here, now that we know you are standing true for the Lord. And we'll be there living a life eternal. And because of that, we can bear anything as long as we know that you remain strong in him. That you do not lament him, burden him. How can we thank God enough for you and delight in you? You have given us, in our praying for you, love for him day and night. We pray on and on for you, asking God to let us see you again and fill you with the little cracks that you might have in your face, that you might be separate. This will result in your hearts being made strong and sinless, so that you may stand before him without any guilt on that day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns for all those who belong to him. And this also is God's will, that you never cheat in any matter, none, even by taking another man's wife, because the Lord will punish you terribly for this. As we have solemnly told you before, for God has not called us to be dirty-minded or full of lust, but to be holy and clean. If anyone refuses to live by these rules, he is disobeying the rules of man, but not disobeying the rules of man, but of God who gives his Holy Spirit to us. And now, dear brothers, I want you to know what happens to Christians when he dies, so that when it happens, you will not be full of sorrow as those who have no hope. I hope that's a pregnant pause. So be on your guard, not asleep like others. Watch for his return and stay sober. Night is the time for sleep and time for people to get drunk. But let us who live in the light be sober and protected by the armor of faith and love, in wearing as our helmet the happy hope of salvation. Dear brothers, warn those who are lazy and then, when you can, comfort those who are frightened and take tender care of them. Teach them the correct doctrine and take care of them. All of them, they're weak. Be patient with everyone and live in love with everyone when you can. Yes. And now, what about the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ? Might be gathered together to meet the Lord in him. Don't be upset and excited, dear brothers, by the rumor that this day is the Lord has already begun. If you hear people having visions and special messages from God about this, or letters that are supposed to have come from me, don't believe them, don't be carried away, and don't be deceived, regardless of what these letters may say. Even if they're ancient letters, even if they're blue beams, even if they're angels of light that are really angels of darkness. or even if they have another word other than this gospel that I witnessed today. For that day will not come until two things happen. First, this will happen. There will be a rebellion against God and everything that stands for Jehovah God, Yahushua, Yamashiach, God. And then the man of rebellion will come. He is the son of hell. He is the son of perdition. He is Apollyon, Apollo, Abaddon, Lucifer, Satan, Baphomet, the spirit of Satan on earth. And it's happening now. And those are being sent that they would prevent you from standing firm. Because this man of rebellion will come, the son of hell. He defies every god there is, tears down every object of adoration, goes in and sits as God in the temple of God, claiming that he is God himself. Don't you remember I told you? As for the work of rebellion, it is already at work. But he himself, who is literally the mystery of lawlessness, is already at work. Be among the first to believe this, or because God chose you to know this. Then this wicked one will appear, whom the Lord Jesus Christ plans to burn up with the breath of his mouth and destroy by his presence when he returns at the seventh trumpet. This man of sin will come as Satan's tool, full of satanic power, and trick everyone. He will have strange demonstrations, will do great miracles, and completely fool everyone. And those who did not love the truth and refused to believe the truth, who wanted to walk in the darkness, who they were on the plane. They're on the plane. They're on the same plane. They're going to the same port. But they forgot where the oxygen was. They're watching a movie. They're watching Lindsay Lohan's popular night with Miley Cyrus and Monday Night Football and the woes of the world and not standing firm or staying focused. Satan sends every distraction you can think of to distract you from what the truth is. That's why he warns you to put the full armor of God on. Take in the oxygen of the Holy Spirit, the breath of life that gives life. Otherwise, you just have what I told old brother Paul yesterday. Nice camouflage. That's all it is. God chose from the very first to give you your salvation, cleansing you by the Holy Spirit and by your trust in living in the truth. Through the good news, through us, called to share in the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord is only faithful to those who are faithful to him and are made strong. Those who are guarding themselves from the satanic attacks of every single kind. For you well know, when there's a leader, you ought to follow their example. They should never be seen loafing. accepting food without buying for it, not working a hard day, needed to live. You should work for your living. He who does not work shall not eat. These are the laws that are good when used as God intended them to be used. They were not made for us, but whom God has saved, they are for sinners who hate God, who have rebellious hearts, who curse and swear and attack their fathers and mothers and murder. These are the laws that are made to identify sinners, those who are immoral, impure, homosexuals, kidnappers, liars, and all others, who do things that contradict the glorious good news of our blessed God, this messenger I am. How thankful I am to Christ Jesus our Lord for choosing me as one of his messengers and giving me the strength to be faithful to him. Even though I used to scoff at the name of Christ, I hunted down his people, harming them in every way I could. That God had mercy on me because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know Christ at the time. How good Christ was to me. And showed me his love. And how true it is. And I long that everyone, everywhere should know it. That Christ came into this world to save sinners. And glory to God and glory to his Son. He is the King of all ages, the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God. He alone is full of wisdom. Amen. Here's another message given to me from the Lord, Son of Dust, say to the Prince of Tyre. Lord God says, you are so proud. You think you're God sitting on the throne of God. Your island home in the midst of the sea, but you are just a man. You're not God. You may boast yourself to be like wiser than Daniel, for there's no secret hidden from you. You're using your wisdom and understanding to get great wealth, gold, silver, many treasures. Your wisdom has made you very rich, very proud. Therefore, the Lord God says, because you claim that you are wise as God, an enemy army, the terror of the nations shall suddenly draw near. Their swords shall draw against your marvelous wisdom and defile your splendor. Even though you boast that you may be God and you sit in the wisest seat, you are no God. You are merely a man. You will die like a man, son of dust. So tell the king of Tyre, this human king, and all of those that seem to be great in their own eyes, great care must be there taken to apply these verses, which are spoken for great discernment. You were the perfection of wisdom and beauty. You were in Eden. Yes. Your clothing was bejeweled with every precious stone, ruby, topaz, diamond, chrysolite, onyx, jasper, sapphire, carbuncle, emeralds. All the beautiful things that were given to you. And you were created, and you did not obey, even though I appointed you to be the cherub. Even though you were perfect in all you did from the day you were created until that time when you did the wrong, iniquity was found in you. Your heart was filled with pride because of all your beauty. Earth equals clay equals man. You defiled your holiness with lust for gain, therefore I brought you fire from your own actions, that it bring down ashes upon the earth in the sight of all those that are watching you. All who know you are appalled at your fate. You are an example of horror. You are going to be destroyed forever. The Lord God says, I am your enemy, O Sidon, and I will reveal my power over you. I will destroy you, and I will show forth my holiness upon you. All will see that I am the Lord. There will be an epidemic among you, but there will be a coming out of the free people who will listen not to fools, but will be still and listen to the word of God, who are able to part the truth from the lies, even those who must stand alone with two bodies, one clay and one spiritual. Therefore, watch and stand firm and show credibility. And do not get involved with worldly lusts, acting out only in a mature way. Perfection comes through repentance. And no one can escape the fig tree generation. No one. Those who do what God says, they are living with God and He with them. We know this is true because the Holy Spirit He has given us tells us so. Does it really agree that Jesus Christ, God's Son, actually became man with a human body? Yes. He has put His own Holy Spirit into our hearts as proof to us that we are living with Him and Him in us. We are to live with Christ so that we will not be ashamed or embarrassed at the day of judgment, but can face Him with confidence and joy because He loves us and we love Him too. And we have stood firm. Yes, standing firm. To all those who defend the truth, which God gave once for all to His people to keep without changing it through all the years. I say this because there are some who would be teachers who would might come among you saying different teachings after this. Let me remind you. God has waiting for a day set an example. Don't set an example like Cain or like Balaam, disobeying God. Thank you for tuning in this morning. God bless you.